Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Amy Hall. Queensland MP George Christensen is the latest coalition member threatening to stop voting with the government in Parliament because of COVID-19 vaccine mandates. He is the first government MP in the lower house not to guarantee his support for coalition bills. Five government senators yesterday voted in support of a One Nation bill to end vaccine mandates, which didn't end up passing Parliament. National Senator Matt Canavan says he thinks the federal government could be doing more to stop state and territory governments from introducing vaccine mandates.
The state governments are using Australian government data in the Australian Immunisation Register to enforce their mandates. And I think it would make absolute sense for the Australian government to establish a set of guidelines before providing access to that data.
Victoria is reporting 827 new local COVID-19 cases and 19 further deaths. Around 9,500 coronavirus cases in the state are still considered active. Premier Daniel Andrews says of the 19 Victorians who died, 17 had not received both doses of a COVID-19 vaccine.
I don't think you need any clearer demonstration than that, that vaccination's important, vaccination works, it's safe, it's free, it'll keep you out of hospital, and it'll mean less trauma and less pain and anguish for so many families.
New South Wales has registered 173 new local COVID-19 cases and another two deaths. The latest health figures come after an email from Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant reveals she recommended in mid-August that the same coronavirus rules be put in place across Sydney. The state government went against that health advice, instead placing tougher rules on 12 local government areas in western and southwestern Sydney. Premier Dominic Perrottet has defended the government's decision.
We're not out of the woods yet. There will always be challenges. We have said from time to time we'll target those restrictions. That's in line with the national plan. But as a member of the previous crisis cabinet and now the COVID and Economic Recovery Committee, we will always consider the views of the health team, the mental health team.
Critics of the federal government's new religious freedom bill are warning people could still be at risk of discrimination. The Coalition Party Room is meeting today to discuss the legislation. The bill is likely to give doctors protection so they don't have to perform procedures that conflict with their beliefs. It could also allow religious schools to choose to employ staff based on their faith, overriding state laws. And a Melbourne man has been arrested over the disappearance of campers Russell Hill and Carol Clay in Victoria's High Country 20 months ago. Police say the 55-year-old man from Caroline Springs was arrested yesterday and remains in custody. Mr. Hill and Ms. Clay, both aged in their 70s, went missing in March last year while camping in the Wonangatta Valley in Victoria's northeast. Mr. Hill's burnt car was found at their campsite, which was completely destroyed by fire. No charges have been laid yet. I'm Amy Hall. This is SBS News in Easy English.